The intense lake effect snow has finally eased across western New York. Snowfall amounts are coming in at over 5 feet in some areas south of the city of Buffalo. That ease is due to an area of low pressure that's working its way into the Great Lakes, helping to cut off that flow of moisture, at least temporarily. But as that clipper-type system passes through the area late tonight into tomorrow morning, the lake effect snow will return. And we're looking at the potential for another 1 to 2 feet of snow accumulation in similar areas that were hit so hard with round one. In our area, we're likely to see several inches of additional snow accumulation due to that lake effect across portions of the western Adirondacks. Across our area today, it's downright cold. It sure feels much more like January than November. It's not even winter yet. We're talking about temperatures in the 20s and low 30s this afternoon. It has been a bit breezy from time to time, but not as windy as yesterday, so at least that helps just a bit. And we are looking at a decent amount of sunshine, especially from the capital region on south. It's a little bit cloudier across portions of the north country. This dry air mass will chill down once again tonight as temperatures fall back into the teens and 20s. Now, as that little clipper system works through our area, there is the chance for some widely scattered snow showers or flurries, and we could even see some minor accumulations of snow primarily in areas north of I-90. As we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. We will have the chance for a few passing snow showers, and again, we'll look for some lake effect snows in the western Adirondacks. And as you know, from time to time, some of those lake effect bands can kind of fire off some snow showers, especially in areas north and west of Albany. Otherwise, it's a gusty and cold day with temperatures in the 20s and 30s. We're still looking at cold conditions through Friday into Saturday before we finally see a warming trend by early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, areas of lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks, breezy, high 26 to 34. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers with areas of lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks, breezy, high 26 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a snow shower, breezy, high in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, breezy, highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.